President Trump says he is thinking about sending the National Guard into Chicago next. That's after Trump deployed Guard members and federal law enforcement agents to Washington, D.C., in what he touted as an effort to reduce crime and root out homelessness. But while the president has full control over the National Guard in the nation's capital, his legal standing is more unclear in the states, and Illinois officials are pushing back on this idea. They're saying Trump's proposal is illegal and that they did not ask for any help from the administration. NPR's Joe Hernandez has been following all of this and joins me now. Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
Let's start with this. What exactly is President Trump proposing here?
Well, he was talking to reporters in the Oval Office on Friday, and he praised the National Guard members that have been patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C. Of course, Trump sent them out earlier this month to help the city's police force. And Trump said on Friday that he saw that as kind of a model that can be used in other U.S. cities as well, such as New York and Chicago.
Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
Trump said Chicago residents are, quote, screaming for the administration to come there to help. And then in a post on his social media site on Sunday, Trump floated the idea of sending troops to Baltimore, too.
As we mentioned up top, state and city officials did not ask for this assistance. How are they responding?
Well, some Illinois leaders are saying they don't want this to happen. One of them is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He's a Democrat. And he said in a post on social media over the weekend that Trump's threat to send the National Guard to Chicago, quote, isn't about safety. It's a test of the limits of his power and a trial run for a police state. Pritzker also said in a separate statement that Illinois did not ask for this and that there's no emergency in the state to warrant the National Guard going there. And then Chicago's Democratic Mayor Brandon Johnson is also against it. In an interview on MSNBC this weekend, he called the idea a flagrant violation of the Constitution.
The city of Chicago does not need a military occupation. That's not what we need. In fact, we've been very clear about what we need. We need to invest in people to ensure that we can build safe and affordable communities.
Johnson said Chicago needs the federal government's support, but not troops. And he said the city would consider some legal action to stop it if that was necessary.
So the White House is justifying sending the Guard to D.C. and now possibly sending it to these other cities by claiming that crime rates are extraordinarily high. What does the data show on that?
Yeah, well, I think officials in many of these places might say that crime is still an issue, but violent crime rates have been dropping recently. So Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that violent crime in D.C. is at its lowest level in 30 years. And then in Chicago, the mayor cited city data that showed a more than 30% reduction in homicides, a 35% drop in robberies, and a nearly 40% decline in shootings. And then Chicago member station WBEZ reported that the Justice Department actually recently cut grant funding for violence intervention programs in Chicago that advocates there were saying were effective to helping keep crime down.
One other angle on all of this, the Washington Post reported that these plans to send troops to Chicago may have been underway for weeks at this point in the Pentagon.
Right. NPR hasn't independently confirmed this, but the Post reports that this has been in the planning stages for a while now, weeks, and it includes the mobilization of several thousand National Guard members and the possible use of active duty troops. Now, it wouldn't be the first time federal officials have sent the military onto American soil in recent months. In June, the Trump administration deployed 4,000 National Guard members and 700 Marines to Los Angeles, and that was in response to several days of protests over immigration enforcement operations. Trump said they're considering authorizing the military to go into these cities, but it's not something they've made a decision on yet.
NPR's Joe Hernandez, thanks so much.
You're welcome.